Your taxes hold the key.
Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ will be implementing the third phase of its mandatory e-filing of tax returns on January 1, 2017. Identified for mandatory e-filing of GCT returns via the Jamaica Tax Portal at jamaicatax.gov.jm in this phase are medium taxpayers who are classified by annual sales of $150 million to $1 billion, annual tax payments of $30 million to $500 million. The new procedural change requires this group of taxpayers to file their monthly GCT returns online. This will take effect in January 2017, when the December 2016 return is due. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we take a look at the importance of fish sanctuaries. Fish sanctuaries are safe zones where fishing is not allowed. This gives the fish in the area the chance to grow and multiply. It is important for countries to secure fishing sanctuaries in an effort to preserve, protect, and enhance fish supply in an area. Senior lecturer in zoology at the University of the West Indies, Uwimona, Carl Aiken, says fish sanctuaries are a slow but effective method of restoring depleted coral fisheries.
How they work is being protected from all forms of fishing for a number of months or years. It's actually very rare to have it protected for a number of months. It's at least 12, but many of them are protected for several years. And during that time, the fishes and other marine species that live in these areas, and you never select an area that has nothing at all. It has to have even a small to moderate population of fish and things like lobster and conch. And these grow over time and mature and spawn. And the eggs and the little larval fishes, the baby fishes, the young, increase the numbers of those species both inside and just around the fish sanctuary.
Fish sanctuaries are marine habitats, meaning they can only be found in the sea. In Jamaica, there are 16 fish sanctuaries along the country's coastline, with the first sanctuary being established in the 1970s. Dr. Aiken says there are specific requirements an area has to meet before it can be considered a fish sanctuary.
Jamaica, sadly, is the poster boy for depleted coral reef fisheries in the Caribbean, which is a shame. But we also are one of the countries with a large number of small fish sanctuaries. So we want more fish sanctuaries, and they do work, and we're making an appeal for fishers to come together and ask for additional sanctuaries.
Sanctuaries are widely accepted as a fisheries management tool that can enhance fisheries resources. Fish sanctuaries help to promote the recovery of many depleted species that may have been overfished, reduces the possibility of extinction in a species, and helps to secure a future for marine life. That's it for Get the Facts this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more. Get the Facts.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS. That's 1-888-367-3787 to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.